This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Morning, Mike. Nothing much. How are you?
What's happening?
Well, I'm dry and you wet.
Yeah. Venice is fixing to get slammed. Well, it is right now. A lot of that big lot sitting on top of it this morning.
Yeah, I know. Brent called me last night and said, y'all need to quit sending that rain over here. I said, I understand. I missed the whole deal yesterday. You believe that?
I was watching the way that was draining. It was splitting. You didn't look like you might have got a sprinkle.
Yeah. No, I mowed grass yesterday.
Isn't that something? You just ride up the road from me.
Yep. How many inches did you get?
Anywhere between 3 and 4. Man, I had... I'm glad I got all my mowing done on Wednesday because, man, I had little ponds all over my yard yesterday.
Well, I got Thursday. I got a little bit, but they kept sending all them warnings on my phone, and I really wanted to mow. I didn't want to have to do it over the weekend. Finally, about 1 o'clock, the sun come out here, and I said, I'm going to get on the lawnmower.
I'm going for it.
And I did. It takes me about 2 hours to mow it. Yeah, I got it all done, so that was a blessing. So, I didn't need no rain.
No, I didn't either. I didn't want any. I mean, I just dried up good enough all around my place that it was perfect. It's not now. It's going to be mushy now.
Well, Blaine ought to be happy, I guess. Or did he get too much?
Yeah, I don't know how much his ranch got. I hadn't talked to him. He just got back from down there, so he's not there. But one of his guys is. They got another new ranch, another 1,000 acres, you know, that butts up to one of their, you know, the main ranch. And
right.
They've been bulldozing that and clearing out Senderas and fixing it all up for next year.
Gotcha.
They mainly got it for quail hunting, but he said, man, there's some big deer on that ranch. It hadn't been hunted forever. Some lady owns it.
I hope that rain didn't hurt that quail hatch because I don't know if they're setting on them eggs yet or not. Might be a little early still.
Hey, if you drowned half of them, you'd still have millions of them. I mean, he's got them.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how
them quail has come back.
Yeah. Well, they had all that good rain about this time last year.
Yep.
Boy, it makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Boy, that valley got some rain, buddy. They got smoke.
Man.
For down I mean, you know, we've seen 15, 20-inch rains up here pretty common at times, but not down there. That's a lot for that part of the country.
Yep. Yeah, McAllen, I saw they were still in trouble last night.
So. Yeah, they're not set up for that. They don't have the drainage we do.
No.
It's so flat.
Right. So, no, I tried to stay up last night watching Cougars, but I finally had to look on my phone.
Man, I couldn't hang. They won, though.
Yeah, that was a game.
Well,
we'll see what Alvin and who they got next.
I don't know. I hadn't even looked to see who we play next.
Yeah, because the other side of that bracket, they ought to have been through before Houston played last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't make no difference. I know them Astros upset me, and they upset me. I couldn't watch them Astros last night. They got to fix that problem.
What, that Apple TV stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with that? Nobody has Apple TV. I don't. I'm not going to pay for it. I pay for too much now.
Yeah, that's me. You know,
and
I got to watch it.
What you got to go through and download it onto your TV and everything.
Yeah, and I don't have a smart TV, so.
Well, I've got one in the house, the one in the den where I hang out. I don't have a smart TV. My wife's got one. But just to get, you know, Yellowstone, you know, Paramount Plus, all the stuff you got to go through with to download all that, and just it's a pain in the butt.
Yep.
I mean, I'm old school. Just turn the channel on and let's roll.
Yeah, and I mean, you couldn't watch it nowhere unless you had Apple.
That's it.
No, that's sad.
Yeah.
You can watch it opening day, but you can't watch it the next day.
Right. Aggravating some fans. And it's always a Friday night, too.
Yep. So, well, looks like we didn't miss anything. So.
No, we didn't. I was listening to it on radio, and what was it, the bottom of the fifth or sixth? I can't remember. We had the bases loaded with one out and couldn't even get one run.
Well, you got to understand, too, we wasn't playing no soft team.
No, this is a good ball club. I mean, it ought to be for the money they got invested in it.
Yeah, I mean, Lindor's, what, $640 million?
Yeah, and what about, man.
Yeah, don't think about it. Yeah.
He's been with about eight teams in his career so far, and he's still young as he can be. But he struck out on the last at bat opening night. But anyway, he's making more than Lindor. I don't know how they can afford all that.
Well, look what they're paying Kyle Tucker, supposedly.
Yep.
I'll take the trade, though. I think that Chicago let one get away.
Yeah.
That kid's, he ain't played in 32 double-A games. He's in his torch lineup opening day for Houston.
Well, Bregman went 0-for on opening day.
Oh, I know. I've been watching Bregman some in spring training, and he ain't there.
He's Bregman. He has that one good hot month a year.
Yep.
All right, we'll manage.
We're good.
We just need our pitching. That's our main
thing. That's the only thing. Is McCullers going to get the start?
I don't know. They say he is.
That'd be a blessing if we get him back.
Yes.
When I saw Brown was starting yesterday, I went, we're probably in trouble on pitching. I ain't knocking Brown. He's a good pitcher, but
well,
he always gives up. Yeah, but he always gives up them runs at the first couple of innings.
Yeah, just warm him up a little more.
Yeah, something. And I'm sure he was nervous.
Oh, I'm sure. He's still young. He's got some good stuff, though.
Other than that, like I said, Brent called me last night. He said he fished 2 days in the last 2 weeks. And he said the trout fishing absolutely stupid in Venice right now.
Oh,
he said he's never, he said, I mean, you talk about a man growed up there.
Right.
He said, I've never seen trout in March like they are right now. He said, people go and catch a limit just as fast as they can get them in a boat. You can go fish. Yeah, it's amazing. So, that's funny. But he said redfish is thick as fleas. He caught 175 yesterday.
175 yeah. redfish in one trip?
Yeah, one trip. Had four people on the boat.
Wow.
Yep. And,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. He said,
more redfish than I want to reel in 2 months.
Yeah, no kidding. He said the he said in probably 50% of them was 17 and a half inches long. And I said, that don't make a lot of sense, because the past fall we was catching them 17-inch fish left and right.
Well, that's probably another new batch coming through the food chain, man.
I don't know. I mean, them fish, them that we was catching in the fall should be 18 inches and over now. So, but we had a pretty hard, you know, winter down there, and
yeah,
fish might have not have grown. He said they are skinny. He said they ain't catching no fat ones.
Huh.
But it's March. So, well, end of March anyhow. Matter of fact, my son's got a birthday today.
A lot of March birthdays.
Yep.
A lot of them.
He said, no, sure, boys, I just can't get out there. I did.
Well, behind all that bad weather down south, they caught some big trout yesterday in that Legends tournament.
Still call them? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that runoff hadn't affected it just probably quite yet.
No, but those fish down there wait on that stuff. They love it.
Huh. Where'd they have the Legends?
Out of Corpus there at Marker 37, right there by the bridge.
Right.
We're always run out of.
Right. What was the big fish yesterday?
The big fish, Brett Sweeney, had a 873. That's just a tad under 9.
Yep.
But the top 10, the smallest one was 721. I had Sweeney had a 873, Lopez a 860, Hunter an 847. Keister had a 787, Barton 769, Wagner 750, Arnold 745, Russell 732, Strakus 723, and Clarkson 721. That's just the top 10.
Wow.
And I'm sure there was a ton of 6-pounders caught.
Yeah.
Those guys are good. They're the best of the best right there. That's
amen.
Glad I don't have to fish against them.
Yeah. Well,
back
like
in the day, maybe not now, man.
Now, yeah. That's like me and you talked last Saturday about that classic. And,
yeah.
You know, just burning them trolling motors up, just looking at tree after tree after tree after tree. It was crazy.
Yep.
No.
Hitting them tree trunks when the screen lights up.
Yep.
Look at there. There's a good one. Flip in there and catch it.
Did you see where somebody jerked all these rods out of his boat?
I saw that. He dropped a pin on it and said, hope somebody finds them. You can have them if you find them. I think he jerked two or three rods out, hung it on a limb or something going by a tree.
Yeah. Yep.
Sucked them on out of there.
That was wild. And didn't even attempt to go back and try to find them.
Nope.
That's where our sport's at today.
So. Just money.
Yep.
He had his eye on the big prize. What'd the winner get? $300,000?
Yep.
That's a pretty good paycheck, man.
It's a pretty good one. But there's a lot of controversy going around now about that sonar business.
TV fishing?
I mean,
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, beat them, join them, man. Better get them and learn how to run them.
Yep. But it's like me, I just quit watching it. I mean, that's all they was focusing on, and I went, It's all advantage fishermen now.
What were the two young guys, first and second? One was 20 and the other one's 21?
Yep.
That's young, man. That's big time.
Growed up playing them video games. And look, I'm not knocking nobody about that. But, I mean, it's just the fish have no advantage now.
No, they don't. You can run, but you can't hide. And bass don't run very far.
No.
They're territorial.
Yep.
Find his living room, throw it in there, and get him while he's watching TV, just like you. Suck him out of there. Pull him out the back door. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice, sound like y'all need to get over there and start ripping on them.
I'm going back. Well, I got canceled. I had 2 days next week, and I got canceled on them. And I'll go back, not tomorrow, but the following Sunday. I'll head back down there. So,
all right, brother.
Get back in that groove.
Yeah. I'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about getting over there and getting in on it.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And everybody be safe and go catch them up.
We're going to do it. Mike, have a good weekend, buddy. See you, man.
You too.
Later. All right. Well, hey, anglers, you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. And they're kicking things off Thursday night, April the 24th. You can join them at the captain's meeting and the dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get on the action before the lines even hit the water. And then it's game on. Safe light launch Friday morning, and weigh-in will be 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team, and here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. And proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at MatagordaSlam.com. That's MatagordaSlam.com, and get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way, Tiki Island, check in with Captain James Flogg this morning. Good morning, James. What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Not a lot, man.
Man, finally got the water back.
Yeah, water back.
Well, it got so low, man. It took it. That's how long it took it to come back. Fill all the marshes and stuff up.
Right.
It was a little bit better yesterday. Hey, man, I was so mad yesterday. We've been watching the weather for 40 years. That may be the worst they've ever missed a forecast right there. Maybe the worst. I was so mad. It was terrible. Did you see the forecast?
100%, I believe, is what they were saying when I read off the weather yesterday morning.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. Did you look at the winds? This is NOAA, man. Was like 20 to 25, gust to 40 knots.
Yeah, I think my forecast was saying 20 to 30.
Yeah, that was NOAA. That was the 5 yeah. o'clock or 4, whatever it was, because I was talking to my guy. Because we fished Thursday, and it was terrible. Well, it didn't start out terrible because there wasn't much wind. It was raining, but it ain't a big deal. And, buddy, we had them. We was fixing to clock them. And, man, all of a sudden that wind come right out of east. And, buddy, she caught another gear.
Yeah, buddy.
And it got, you know, Thursday wasn't supposed to be that bad. But I saw the radar. I said, man, but there was no wind. It was just rain, no big deal. And we made it till noon. My guys went to the Astros game. So I was talking to my guy for Friday. I'm like, man, I don't know, dude. It was, you know, the wind was east. I said, we caught some fish. We just got blown out of our deal.
Yeah.
He said, man, I don't care if we catch nothing. I said, man, it just looks too bad. I kept looking at it like, man, Mike, I don't know, man. I don't think you want none of this. So I get up at 4, and I can see the radar, but I can see where it's fading. You know, it's getting kind of close toward Galveston, and it goes away. And it's like, I looked at the pass, and it was like 8 miles, and there was no wind. I said, well, it's probably just because, you know, there's thunderstorm or, you know, something knocked the wind down. Dude, I looked at it again at 6:30. There's no rain. It's like 6 miles an hour, and I am hot. I just got mad. I just got in the truck and went to the gym. And it was beautiful all morning until about 2 o'clock. And then it started blowing. When they shut the tournament down, when them storms started coming, the wind started blowing. But it was terrible. I was out there hitting golf balls, talking to this guy that runs the golf course. And he was mad, too. He canceled the whole tournament. A big time tournament with Texas A&M because of the weather. So that's story on that.
Well, Scotty, he lit him up yesterday. What did he shoot? A 62, 8 under?
Yeah, he caught another gear.
Yeah, you think?
Hey, yeah, I don't know how you missed the wind that much. I'm back on the weather again because I'm still mad about that. Hey, I get the storms. I see all that. How do you get a wind forecast that wrong?
I don't know.
Man, because the water was right yesterday morning, too. We'd have got them yesterday morning. It was the water. Oh, yeah. I needed a little bit more water, and it was good. But man, normally what I do.
Old Hammer yesterday morning, I'm looking at it, and they're calling for all this wind. And, I mean, it was only like 7 miles an hour at the pass down there by him. He was showing 8. I was showing 7. I'm going, well, that wind isn't here yet.
No, it was nothing, dude. It never got here.
Nope.
It never got here. And usually.
Well, that low pressure was farther away from us the day before, and that's what was sucking a lot of that east. And then as it got closer to us, it just laid the winds down, and we didn't get the wind off the Gulf like they were calling for.
Mm-mm. I don't know. We got
at all.
We got all you wanted of it Thursday.
Yeah.
It never quit raining, and it was good until the wind. And actually, Mickey, it come like east-northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And it got the sickle pretty good. And, man, we just couldn't do nothing. And I moved. We caught a couple. And I'm like, man, do I keep these boys out here or let them go to the baseball game? We came in, they went to the game. And when I went to pick everybody up, wind at us, and I'm eyeling down through there. They went the ball and them slicks out of there. I'm like, man, look what we're sitting in, standing in. I can't throw.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't throw no more. And they were just fixing to go. Man, we caught a little something on everything. It's the same deal. Man, I caught some on spoons. We caught some on the jury. Sam had the best day. He was using like a little chartreuse with a translucent hot rod.
Uh-huh.
He was leaning on them. I don't know what Kenny went with us. He was throwing something down there. He jumped one off about 4 pounds. We're sitting there fishing and watched the 4-pounder just jump out of the water. I mean, it was fixing to get good. They were just fixing to go. That tie was just fixed to swing around.
Yeah.
But weather got us. So I don't know. I was pretty mad about yesterday, but that's it. Normally, if I wouldn't have been so tired, normally I told my guys, I said, look, man, I'll call you about 10 minutes to 4. We'll decide. Because I'd have went. If I'd have seen that, I'd have went. 6 mile an hour wind, I wouldn't have backed up. So that's it.
Well, that's spring fishing, spring forecasters. I mean, you just got to get out and look at it and make the call, you know?
You're right. And normally, I don't let nothing like that bother me. Scare me off. But man, when they throw 40 knots at you, I'm like, man, this ain't even buoy or nothing. Like, and I kept looking at it and I kept refreshing it. That's pretty strong. Man, we better punt.
I remember one time on the east shoreline, it had to be 40 that day, and we're standing in waist deep water and waves are hitting us in the back of the head. And you couldn't get a lure back. I think you had old Stedman and his crew that day, and I forget who I had, but it was stupid. Mirror lure city.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Hey, you know what would happen over there? Remember, the bank would be muddy, outside would be muddy, and there'd be a clear strip that ran down that old shoreline. And buddy, you could light them up.
You better
man.
Get in that clear strip. It was crazy.
Hey, you could almost just throw your mirror lure up in there and just let the wind take it.
Yeah.
You
didn't
have to throw.
If you couldn't cast, you could cast with that wind behind you.
Man, them old nasty reels we had back in them days, them old 250s and Daiwas and little
Shimano 250s and Daiwa PMA 10s and 15s. Blaine liked the 15 because it held more line.
Yeah, but he put that old 17-pound string on there. And
17 string on it
off.
And with a Daiwa graphite Apollo rod. Remember that nasty rod he'd throw? I could catch Ling on that rod.
Him and I and Stedman was in one of these coves over here, and them big ones showed up, man. And I don't know how many big ones we caught, but we went.
I remember that day. Y'all had some, man. Y'all didn't have anything under 7 pounds that day.
It was pretty good. Blaine hooked a big one, man, on a 7. You know, he loved that 750 Mariner.
750.
And I'm standing next to him, and he says, "Hey, man," he said, "to get on my line," and we were almost getting wet anyway. I said, "Man, you better."
Better go get him.
Get him, man. Oh, I don't think I caught an 8 that day. I caught some 7s. Thank Blaine and Stedman caught some 8s. It was pretty good, but I never forget that old strand of you. But, yeah,
rope.
You would throw.
I used to call it rope.
It was terrible, Mickey. I had that. Remember that old line I decided I was going to use? That it was called Prime Plus.
And it was that copolymer line. It had line inside the line.
Exactly. It was ahead of its time, but you could fish but about 3 days with it and you had to take it off.
Oh, yeah, it'd get brittle. It was Rice Krispie line, snap, crackle, and pop.
It was terrible, but hey, but you could feel them, though, buddy.
Boy, you could feel them with all that junk garbage we were throwing.
Oh, man, I thought I had them yesterday. I'm watching what these fish are doing, and I'm looking at Sam down there catching them. I said, man, these fish will eat a spoon. I just put my spoon back in there. I shined her up, put it in there about 2 days ago. I take that spoon, I hummed her out there and let it sink a little bit. Started burning her back. Boom, I got one. I said, hey, boys, I got them on spoons. Well, I ain't got nothing on a spoon. I said, watch this. So I put a soft nine on. I hate them things anyway, that little bitty one.
Yeah.
First cast, got one. I said, hey, man, y'all forget your soft tines out. I'm fixing to light them up. I ain't cut a feather on another one. So I got rid of that thing. I put that little Yozuri bait on there. I dug her down and just went to beating on it. Boom, I got one. I said, man, I got y'all. You ain't got one of these Yozuris. I ain't never had another bite on it either. That's just, they just wasn't ready to go yet, man. I'm watching that wind swing around.
Hey, remember Gary Anderson with that nasty little spin yada bait he had that time? He beat everybody up with it. He's still talking about that. I said, Gary, that was 40 years ago.
Dude, he beat me almost as bad as you beat me that day down there waiting.
I said, you won't ever do that again. There's too many baits now. You're not, you know.
There's too many baits that are just
What was
like
it called? A spin yada or a pin yada or something?
It was a spin yada. It was a cheap old nasty lure with cheap old little gold hooks.
Right.
You know who made it? The same people that made the Boone Tout. It was a Boone lure.
Okay.
Remember Boone, those Boone Touts? But it did the same thing as a Lele did, Mickey. We just didn't have no Leles or nothing back then. But, buddy, we were standing there at Mars Point. I just walked off. I said, good, you can have them, man. I ain't fishing next to you no more. I left. I went away. I think he caught, I don't know how many he caught, but it was a hell of a lot more what I caught.
Oh, man. Hang on. Let me knock this break out, buddy. I'll be right back at you. All right. Well, hey, anglers, you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join us at the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and you get a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. And the next morning, then it's game on. Safe light launch on Friday morning. Weigh-in is from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fee is just $400 per team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. And proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, helping kids get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today, matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Man, it was lightning offshore, huh?
Yeah, there's big old glob. There's still rain coming through my area up at my house. So,
man, we got 15 people today that we got to go put some ashes out. So, hope it don't rain too bad.
A burial at sea.
No, it's one of my good customers fishing me for, and you know who he is. Fished with me a long, 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 long time. That's something he wanted to do, and this is the day we got to go do it. Well, so hopefully clear up won't be too terrible. It was supposed to be decent today.
Man, I'm worried about Charlie. I didn't get him Thursday morning. I didn't get him this morning. And his phone just goes straight to voicemail. It's like it's turned off.
He may have dropped in the water.
May have had. I don't know. I hope that's the case. I don't have no other way to get a hold of him. That's all the only number I got.
Yeah, I don't think he got no landline, huh?
I don't think so. I know I had one until about a year ago. I finally decided to never use it. There was no point in paying that bill. I mean, it's great for emergencies. You know, we saw that with hurricane evacuation. Remember the cell towers were flooded so bad everybody's phones wouldn't work.
Yeah, they were done. Got mine.
It was just too much traffic.
Yeah, I still got mine. I don't ever even hardly listen to it. Another day, I was back this fall, and it was flashing, it was full, and I went through there listening all that. And there was one guy on there. And I said, man, I better call this guy back. You know me, I'll call nobody back. And I called him back, and he's one of my real good customers now. I almost never even got him. I'm the worst. I'm surprised I got any business. Luckily, everybody puts up with me. But, man, I'm not a phone guy, dude. I don't carry it around. I don't have it in my waders. I ain't that way, man. Nowadays, you ain't waiting around with scales, waders, and all kind of stuff shoved in your waders. That don't mean nothing to me, man.
Well, you may not be a phone guy, but that last time I fished with you and Wayne and I were with you, your phone went off 30 times while I was fishing with you.
just like yours, you know.
I'm going, come on.
Hey, just like yours does. When fishing's slow, that thing will go to popping. When it's everybody's getting them, you ain't going to hear from nobody. You know that.
Yeah, I have to pry it out of the leaning post. I'll turn it off and stick it under the leaning post.
Yeah, if it ain't somebody about fishing, you know, I can't conduct business out there fishing. I have hard enough time catching them paying attention.
Well, ain't nobody calling me to book, but it, they ain't booking. Hey, they're looking. They're looking.
They're tire kicking, buddy. Hey, but I will tell you this. I'll tell you what I've been seeing, though, because I went somewhere totally different Thursday. I wanted to go check it. There's a lot of fish at a lot of places right now. There really is, and I'm surprised.
Well, there ought to be. There ought to be. We've had you know, 7 or 8 years to recover from Harvey, and nobody can keep anything.
Yeah, that deal, you know, Harvey. Now, granted, you know, they, you know, a lot of them froze and whatever that was, 21.
21.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. It wasn't like them freezes we went through back when I was a kid with you, but we lost some fish. But that Harvey deal for up here, I ain't talking about Rockport or none of that, anything south. Well, up here, that hurt, dude. That was as bad as any freeze you was ever going to have.
It was.
No doubt. And, you know, we still ain't, you know, I don't think we still came back. Like you say, the little marsh fish, that's the only thing that stayed here, them little fish in the marshes and stuff. Everything else east of that causeway, they were gone, dude. They were out of here. Can't live in it.
You know, we started coming back a little bit, and then 21 hit, and that was another setback with that freeze that winter.
And yeah, 21 hurt. It
did hurt.
I mean, we caught some fish that year, but it was hard, and they weren't everywhere, man.
No.
You wasn't where they were at. You was fixing the struggle, dude. But we're, what, 4 years, coming up 4 years removed from that, and you can see the size of the fish, what they are.
Yeah, it'll be four years this winter.
And we're not catching many fives and sixes. I mean, some. But there's a lot of you know, like four-year-old fish. They're you know, three-half, two and three-quarters, four-four, you know.
And the bulk of our biomass is one-year-old fish right now.
Yeah, I ain't caught near as many little ones.
Well, they're somewhere. They're lurking. You can bet. You'll stumble into them. There'll be millions of them.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, now, that was what was biting Thursday morning was little.
I remember about a month ago, you couldn't get out of them nasty things.
Hey, man, we're standing in one spot. One little spot. It's a pretty big spot, but it's a spot. Hell, man, we catch like, I said, how many have we caught, man? I would have left, but they were catching. We caught like 85, 90 trout, you know, but only like 15 that you could have kept. We wasn't keeping nothing. And then the next day, we didn't catch near that many. I think we caught 36 fish, and they were all, you know, nice fish, you know, 16 to 21-inch fish. And we didn't catch no little ones.
Well, I hope before long it comes to a point where you can't even catch anything to eat. Everything will be over 20 inches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase. One moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I disagree a little bit with Bill. I mean, my guy, I think I've took my stringer off my leaning post maybe one time in a month. My guys just, we're going to go catch them. You know, it ain't how many you can kill. We ain't going out there to kill everything. You know, those days are gone. But you still catch them. You catch 50. You can catch 100. You know, that's right. Why I'm funny about them numbers, because, hey, it's just a game. It's just a game, you know. You got to do something. But there's Kenny. I got a delivery coming early this morning.
Early delivery.
We spent our last $100 on some hats. Where are you going, fishing? Oh, my God. I thought you wasn't going. I thought you weren't going today. Oh boy, he's drifting. That sounds fun. Kenny's going drifting in the rain. That sounds fun.
You still getting a little rain down there too?
Nah, I don't think it rains yet. It would just, I looked at it one time before you called. It was kind of bouncing around.
There's a little spotty stuff. It's been raining in my house ever since I got here. Man.
Has it really?
Yeah, there's more rain coming. There's a lot of it out in the Gulf, but there's still some, you know, from down around Bay City, little showers just moving down the coast through us.
Well, I just need to get this deal in this morning. We're supposed to go at 9. They just give me a little break for a couple of hours. That's all I need. Then I'm going to the golf tournament Sunday. We're going tomorrow. We got a parking pass and everything.
Well,
because that parking over there is, I've been one time. That's the only golf tournament I ever been to. I know you've been to a bunch of them. That's the one I ever been to. And it's a pain, dude, that parking. But
yeah, it is.
We got a pass. Well, one of my customers is taking me. He's got a pass. I ain't got nothing. Hey, like I said.
You going with Rig? Rig of money?
No, with my guy, Sam.
Sam? Okay.
Hey, that's what I'm figuring out. If you ain't a millionaire, you just run with them. You can act like one. Like you're doing all kind of cool stuff. Oh, Lord. But we were supposed to go today, and I said, man, I can't go. I have to do this deal. He said, man, Sunday would be better for me. I said, well, you got tickets for Sunday? He said, yeah, I'll get tickets for Sunday. So Cameron's going to go with me. He just got back. They just got back from Costa Rica.
Now see if Texas boy can hang on to win. Scotty, remember he lost by one stroke last year.
Yeah, but you saw them putts he was making yesterday?
Yeah, I mean,
he's been burning.
He's 11 under right now, and that's what he was for the whole tournament last year. So
he's been burning the edges the last four tournaments that he's played when they went in yesterday.
What a great ball striker. Well, if his putting's halfway on, there ain't nobody can beat him.
If his putts are going in, you ain't gonna beat him. He's too good, man.
Kind of like the way Tiger was. If he was putting the ball, everybody else playing for second place.
Playing for second place, buddy. That's exactly what I was gonna say. All right, man. Well, that's all I got going.
Well, hope y'all can get him. Or tell Kenny to. I hope he gets him, but. Do your deal. I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day, brother.
Yeah, he says he's going to get them, so we'll get your report.
Well, I'll hold him to that. All right. Throw out a number, all right, man.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right, my friend.
All right, brother. All right. Thanks, Meg. Appreciate it.
We'll see you, buddy. All right. That's Captain Plog down there at Tiki Island. Now we're going to jump the old bridge and head over to Offutt's Bio on the island itself and check in with our good friend, Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. How in the world
Dadgum Mickey Eastman. What's up, buddy?
What's going down?
Man, we fixing to go do some damage, buddy.
That's it.
We fixing to go do some damage. Oh, goodness. It's going to be a good day, brother. We've got a double boat, really, really awesome client of ours who's been coming out with us for a couple years now. And a double boat, and we ended up he just booked 2 4-hour back-to-back. So we are going to have plenty of time to be out there and slam them, buddy.
Got you.
We're gonna fight through these little rain showers, a little bit of thunderstorms, and
they're still kind of coming through, you know, on radar.
Yeah, I see them. I mean, we see them, buddy. You know what? The fish are already wet, bud. You know.
Yeah, most of the stuff, the worst stuff's offshore.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy?
Yes, I love crazy stuff.
I know. So I got this sheep head the other day, right, and it's got a cavity on its tooth, a legitimate cavity. I said, what in the world? So I filmed it, did a little video, and sure enough, I had to go to the dentist to get a little crown deal because I broke my daggum tooth from chewing on probably something I shouldn't have been chewing on, some sweets or something. So I said, man, I get in the dentist, and I said, hey, buddy, you have got to see this. I said, first of all, did you know that some fish have human teeth, you know? And he's like, I don't know, you know. And anyway, he knew, he kind of knew about him. I said, man, this fish has a cavity. And you know what he told me? You ain't gonna believe it. He said he wants me to bring a sheep head to his office so we can give the sheep head a grill. I said, don't play with my emotions, because I will get a tank in the back of my truck and we're gonna bedazzle one of these sheep's head, dude, and we're gonna return it. It's gonna be swimming around looking fresh, you know. I don't know if that's PETA approved, but to be honest with you, you know, who cares? All right, let's try.
Who cares what PETA thinks?
You know, I'm sorry. Brian, you're going to be boycotting Radicals. Our place here this afternoon. I said, are you serious? He goes, man, I want to put a gold tooth on one of those sheep head. And
or
I said,
put a
buddy,
gold star on one or something. Yeah. The Texas star on one.
It'll be the Galveston superhero sheep head, man. Everybody
then,
that catches
then
it.
By
it's
a
Lord
of London policy, if he catches sheep head with a gold star or Texas star on his tooth,
that's right.
$1 million.
That's right. I mean, he got my brain thinking, all right? He really did. Maybe we do it, and then whoever catches it gets a free charter or something, you know?
Yeah,
that'd be
funny.
Cool.
That's
Oh, gosh. He told me that, and I said, dude, I will legitimately bring you
They used to have a meme going around that showed a
Houston one?
Gold teeth. Yeah, have you seen those memes going around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, man.
This one's from G-Town.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny, brother. Too funny. Well, we are, I can't promise that's going to happen soon, but I can promise you it is going to happen. And then I thought about how silly I would look, you know, going up the elevator in this dentist office with a 200-quart cooler with an oxygen tank on
it. Yeah, that would I don't know about that. That'd be the worst part, just getting the fish there and back.
Yeah, you know,
did anybody get
crazy,
any
you know,
of y'all get out yesterday and fish?
No, we didn't. We saw the weather, and we ended up, you know, pushing people around as far as rescheduling some stuff. And you know what? I mean, the morning wasn't bad.
No, that's what James said. He blew it. He could have run his trip, man. He listened to the weather people and got burned.
We could have done it too, brother. But, no, I mean, I wish we would have done it. To be honest with you. But, you know what? That's the name of the game. You cancel some trips that shouldn't be canceled, and you run some trips that probably, buddy, you should have been staying at home.
Exactly. I mean, it's just welcome to the guide business, huh?
That's right, man. That's right. Come on, it's easy. Shoot, let me tell you.
Yeah, buddy. Bring it.
Buddy, there ain't nothing easy about it. It's fun. It's the best job in the world, but, buddy, you better be ready to fish days.
You just
got to
be willing to work, man.
That's right. If you only fish on the nice days, buddy, you are not going to make it in this world.
That's right.
In the guide world, I mean, shoot, man. Wait till it gets, you know, wintertime comes around and it's 40 degrees and we're leaving it before the sun comes up and the reel feels like 20 degrees. And yeah, it's a little nippy. But
yeah, it is.
Wouldn't have it any other way, brother.
Well, we'll get this low pressure mess out of here. Fishing ought to be good today behind all this, so really should.
Man, I'm thinking so. And on top of that, I've got an offshore trip on Monday, and which I'm real excited about. It's still showing four footers. I don't know if it's because it's blowing like high haven all night on Sunday night until like 4 a.m. in the morning on Monday. And
right.
Then it drops off to nothing. I mean, like, you know, like gusting like 4 knots, you know. I mean, so I think if I could plow through and get out there, I think it's just going to get nicer and nicer throughout the day.
Right.
And but, you know, we got all these little storm systems out here, and it just reminds me of, you know, we're getting into that unpredictable season. And That's not a great feeling, but you know what? I mean, it is what it is, baby.
It's a game we play.
Get out there, that's the game. That's exactly right. Strap in, buddy, and get ready for it.
Good luck on your double boater today, and hope y'all whack them and stack them. But somebody wants to get
we're
in touch
to.
With you and get booked and get down there and get after it. How do they get a hold of you, Sharky?
Absolutely, man. They can call or text 409-255-0330, 409-255-0330. They can hop on Google and Google us at Outcast Charters. Check us out at Bayside Event Center, all the good stuff, man. Come down, lodge with us. Let's go tear them up.
All right, buddy. Well, Sharky, y'all have a good day out there. Wish you the best, man.
Thanks so much, Mickey. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for the national anthem and top of the hour, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.